Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain their request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table right next to me, actually, at this point. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listener or old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
Case number 11514, John and Joanne Batista, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, and being east of Cedar Road, a subdivision street, and also being lot 18 of the gates of Rumley Marsh subdivision within Keenwick. 911 address of 37771 Cedar Road, Selbyville, Delaware. Identified as tax map ID number 533-20.09-135.00, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Batista, 4 Amanda Steele Drive, Bridgeville, Delaware, 19933.
Thank you. Joanne Batista, same address.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti, and I represent Mr. and Mrs. Batista. I represent them back in September of 1986 when they purchased the property in Keenwick. And in December of 86, they got a building permit and built their home. The pictures that you see in front of you depict the house from the back, showing the deck in question. And we're seeking a variance of the side yard of 0.4. One point of the deck is located 4.6 feet from the property line. If you look at the picture in front of you, showing the picture, either this picture or the other one, it shows the deck, and from the one side, we're in 7 feet from the property line. All the way in the back, we're 4.6 feet. The house was built, the deck was put on in 87 by the time it was completed, and then subsequent to that, they had some termite damage to the deck, and they had to replace the actual deck. And what had happened was they had some safety concerns since they have grandchildren, and they had to, the first deck did not have any railing, and you can see the steepness going down, so they had to put the railing on. And once the railing was added, we now have an issue as to the violation of the side yard. The other factor that we have that the, I don't know if a survey is attached to it, but a survey was done recently this past year by Simpler Surveying that pointed out the problem, and we weren't aware of the problem. The survey shows the shape of the property, and it's unique in the lot shape. The rear of the lot is twice as large as the front of the lot. And given the uniqueness of the lot being twice as long in the back and the front, the house had to be more or less angled towards the back so it wouldn't violate the rear setback, but on an angle. So given the unique shape of the lot, this really was how the house was placed back, because the depth of the lot is pretty substantial. It's 147 feet on one side, 139 feet. So it's a pretty good sized lot, but given the narrowness at the front and then going back, we have this pie-shaped property. So that's one of the factors we're seeking the variance, given the uniqueness of the property. Also, if we look in strict conformity with the zoning code, the unique shape of the property, it really couldn't have been developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance, given the uniqueness of the lot, and a variance would be needed if it was going to be built in its current location. Is the variance necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property? Yes, for the reason I stated above. But also, the difficulty of the lot really, and the building really wasn't created by the applicant, but it really was the developments of the, when the gates of Rumbly Marsh and Keenwork were developed, for whatever reason, they made this lot somewhat pie-shaped, and it really created the difficulty in making a buildable lot and keeping the house and the deck within the building envelope. I know we're not talking about a lot, but it still wasn't within that building envelope. Now, will it have any effect on the surrounding area and the neighborhood? And really not, since this the house was built in 86. The deck has been there, and except for the railing and some repair work that's been done, it's been its current location for approximately almost 29 years now. Now, the variance will not affect the neighborhood or development of adjacent properties, because the adjacent properties have all been developed, homes been built without any problems. There's been no issues given the location of the deck, and it won't be detrimental to the public welfare. Now, is the variance the least possible? Yes, it is. We're requesting a variance of 0.4 feet from the 5-foot setback for the existing deck. It's the least modification possible. And if we had to remove the railing, it would then create a safety hazard. So there's a basis for why the railing is there. Prior to having grandchildren, they didn't have the railing there. And is a variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. The deck, as we stated, does violate the side yard setback by 0.4 feet, and it's the least modification possible. Mr. and Ms. Batista are here tonight if you have any questions. And have I stated accurately in this application the hardship and uniqueness of the lot and the reason for it? Can you come forward?
Yeah, please come forward. Get it on record. So, thank you.
Yes, you have.
All right. Do you have any questions of Mr. Batista or his wife?
All right, let's see. Hey, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ritter?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And Mr. Calloway, I have no questions. There being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,014 for the following reasons. They have addressed the standards for granting a variance, and the uniqueness of the property, of course, has been is shown, of course, with the survey, and there is a uniqueness to that property, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the unnecessary hardship, exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, because there has been a certificate of compliance issued through the Planning and Zoning Department, which gave the applicant the idea that, of course, that they were in compliance at all times. The variance will not alter a central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification
possible of the regulation. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,514. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,514 is approved.
Thank you so much and have a nice night.
Thank you very much.